one of you, wherever you might be, here's to romance. With music of romance by Ray Block, his orchestra and chorus, songs of romance by our star Larry Douglas, a girl of romance, tonight's guest star, and words of romance by yours truly, Jim Amici, welcoming you again for Here's to Romance.
And believe it or not, Bob Ripley.
Say, Jim, here's one for Ripley.
What is it, Larry?
Well, Bob, if I filled a barrel with dimes and a barrel with quarters...
Yes?
Which barrel would have the most money?
Believe it or not, Larry, I have the answer. But suppose you try to figure it out until later in the program.
Okay, Bob. In the meantime, here's a barrel full of mighty fine music by Ray Block. It's Ray's rhythmic version of an early American folk song called The Erie Canal.
I've got a mule, her name is Sal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. We've hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. And every inch of the way we know, from Albany to Buffalo. Move, old bridge, everybody down. Old bridge, coming to a town. You can always tell a neighbor, you can always tell a pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Old bridge, everybody down.
Broadway musical carousel is studded with singable songs. Larry Douglas, our bona fide troubadour, sings one of them now. The unusually beautiful ballad, If I Loved You.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. But afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never. Pass me by.
Rayblock, rare distinctive arrangement of Dark Eyes.
Yes, Miss Hutton. Looks like a greeting card.
Oh, goody. It says, greetings. If it isn't too much trouble, Marion, we'd like to have you sing a song now. Sincerely, Jim Amici. Well, for goodness sake.
There's a P.S., Miss Hutton. The song is Sentimental Journey.
Make a sentimental believe
we're going to heaven.
Heaven?
Mm-hmm. Counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey.
Douglas is our vice president in charge of romantic songs, which is lovely work, and he's got it. Larry's right on the job now as he sings Dream.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream. Do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream.
Brings you an entertaining dramatization of one of his famous Believe It or Nots. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Ripley.
In the New York Times last week, I came across a report from Milan, Italy, that I'd like to repeat now. A correspondent interviewed an old priest in the Church of Santa Maria. This is a famous church where Leonardo da Vinci's immortal masterpiece, The Last Supper, is painted on the wall. The correspondent told how he had climbed over massive piles of rubble to reach the wall where Da Vinci worked, eager to learn if the painting had been harmed in a bombardment. As the workman removed the protective covering, there was the painting, still gloriously perfect. The old priest, who had seen the church literally destroyed, bowed his head and repeated, "A miracle, a miracle." And a miracle it was indeed. It brought to my mind a, believe it or not, told to me when I stood in that same church some years ago. But let me sketch it for you. The time, that ageless period, when Da Vinci was painting his great work on the wall of this church in Milan. As our scene opens, Da Vinci is greeted by his ruler and patron, the Duke Ludovico.
Ah, Da Vinci. But Christ faces an amazing likeness to the spirit of our Lord.
For that we may thank our model, Salaino. Yes, Your Highness, in the face there is grandeur, spiritual beauty, and depth of the soul.
You were fortunate in finding so perfect a model, Da Vinci.
Aye, fortunate indeed. The young man tells me he has reason for his expression. Is it not so, Salaino?
He is in love?
Your Highness, it is true. I am in love. And she is the most beautiful.
You see, Your Highness. For years I searched for the perfect model of the Christ.
Now only one face remains. You must find the model for the face of Jesus.
Yes. But as yet the face with sufficient evil for Judas has evaded me.
Continue your search. Perhaps you will have as good fortune as you had in finding Salaino here.
I trust you will, sires. And now, may I go?
No doubt his inspiration awaits Da Vinci. Go, Salaino. Joy to you and your beloved. We owe a debt to you both.
Thank you, Your Highness. And you, Maestro. You have been most kind.
Yes, for 11 years, Da Vinci searched in vain for a face sufficiently evil to serve as the model for the arch betrayer of all time, Judas Iscariot. As a last resort, on the advice of his friend Diego, he visits the most vicious of all the waterfront dyes of Milan. With his friend Diego, they enter one of these dyes.
Maestro, this air is foul. There is evil in the very atmosphere.
Aye. But it is the very atmosphere I seek. Surely here there should brood such a face as I look for.
Come, Maestro, let us go. This is a place of evil men. We shall be robbed, stabbed.
Oh, no, not so hasty. Let us sit here at this table.
Waiter. Waiter.
You deserve, Vino. Come, speak up. Speak up.
See, my gay ruffian. Wine for two and be quick about it. Here is a coin for you.
Ah, see, senor.
Foolish, Maestro. Foolish to waste time looking.
Perhaps not, Diego.
Maestro, a fight. See, I told you, we should not have stayed.
Oh, no, they will stop it. Diego, look. Look over there. The man with the knife. He is...
Oh, Maestro, we will be killed.
Waiter, waiter.
Si, senor.
Forget the wine. I would speak with that man with the knife.
Him? Oh, no, sire. Of all the men in Milan, he is the most evil.
Please bring him here.
See.
Maestro, you are risking much. Oh,
not at all. I have gold.
Here, sire, is your man.
Thank you. Pray be seated.
Dudes, fops, masters of the city. What do you want with me? Murder, perhaps? I am expert in cutting the throat.
Maestro, we should go.
No. My man, I have a favor to ask of you. I am a painter. Will you pose for me?
So that's your game,
oh,
is
but
it?
I will pay you well. You have just the face I want.
An evil face, perhaps, hmm? The face of a murderer, a thief. Sure, I'll pose for you.
Good. Then report to me tomorrow.
The Church of Santa Maria del Grazia, huh?
Yes, the church, but how did you know?
You seek a face of evil, do you not? A face... evil enough to portray Judas, the traitor?
Yes, I do, but how did you know?
I'll pose for you, sire, that's enough.
Why do you laugh?
At the jest. You don't remember me, Maestro Da Vinci, hmm?
You know me? Who are you?
11 years ago, sire. I was the man in whose eyes there shone a divine light of love. Look at me, Maestro. Closely.
You are not the model for my Christ. Salaino.
Yes, Maestro, the same. I am Salaino, the man who posed for the portrait of the Christ.
Yes, 11 years later, Leonardo da Vinci did use that same man to pose for him again. It was Salaino, the model who had known a love so deep that it gave his features the exalted beauty of the Christ as he posed for the face of our Savior in the painting of the Last Supper. But that love ended disastrously for him. After 11 years, this tragedy of love was so great that it etched lines of scorn and evil on his face so deeply that Salaino could pose again, this time as the arch traitor of all time, Judas Iscariot. Believe it or not.
The fine baritone voice of Larry Douglas and a romantic song by Johnny Green now have what you might call a revival meeting. But Larry sings a hit of the 30s that sounds just as good in the 40s, Out of Nowhere.
You came along from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Rhythm are delightfully coupled now as Marion Hutton, with the support of Ray Block, swings out with Every Time I Fall in Love.
Every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every time. Every time, every doggone time I try romance, I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose the blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you never find me. Behind it, born again. 'Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time.
Every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every time.
I knew the blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridge behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. 'Cause every time, every doggone time, I fall in love. I get a shoving around.
I get a shoving around.
Bob?
Yes, Larry?
How about that question I asked you? Which held the largest amount of money, a barrel of dimes or a barrel of quarters?
Well, Larry, here's your answer. If you filled a barrel full of quarters, you would have $87,975. But if you filled a barrel full of dimes, you would have $97,536, or $8,561 more, because you can get a lot more dimes and quarters into a barrel. Believe it or not.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.